Hi, Derek. How are you?
Hi, Nadine. Good, and you?
I'm good. It's almost Friday. I'm looking forward to the weekend. I have to say that I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, TGIF girl, huh?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you, it's been a rough week. We had a death in our family, so.
We almost had a death in our family, so.
Well, my uncle passed away about a month ago. It was the 21st of December, and we barely had the services this week. So now it's like, I told my husband, now we can start the healing process. You know, and she lived a long life, but, you know, you still miss her.
Well, of course.
But, yeah. And yeah. I'm sorry to hear, I mean, you had a close call too, huh?
Yeah, he was on life support for a little over a week, and then off for 4 days and back on another two. So
no way. How's he?
He's just my uncle.
Oh wow.
The last 2 days that he was on life support is when he really got damaged. Like his memory is completely shot now. He came out. His legs are swollen, which is weird. He couldn't walk. I'm like, what happened to him? Because I had just seen him. He was doing better, able to stand and different things. And then as soon as I seen him, then he had a seizure or something, and then they had to put him back on. Yeah, so now he's in recovery, and we don't even know how well he's going to do, and he's only got 12 days left before the hospital boots him out.
Oh, my gosh. What's your uncle's name? I would love to keep him in my prayers, Derek, if you don't mind.
Sure. His name is Paul.
Paul. Okay. Yeah. You know, it could be a lot of things, especially when, you know, we're on life support, you know, a lot of times it affects all the rest of our organs, our kidneys and all of that. So, hopefully they're running all the tests that they need to be running just to make sure, you know, his creatinine levels and all of that. I'm very familiar with all that stuff. So that's why I kind of know. I might sound like a doctor at times, you know, but,
he's so young. He's only 53. So,
oh my gosh. He's like a year and a half older than me. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's so young.
Yeah, I'm only 50. We grew up like brothers. So.
Oh, I will definitely keep them in my prayers. Hang in there, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So I know that you've been talking with Allie, my representative, and I know that she does such a wonderful job, you know, really explaining the, what I say, the basics of the program. She was, in fact, requesting, and I'm like, wow, 30 years of experience, but independently with your company, it's been a decade now, right?
Probably longer than that. Malone's Appliance, I took over like 8 years ago, and then before that, I had gotten sick, but before that, I had also been running my business for 10, 12 years by myself.
Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, congrats on the years, you know? That's quite a long time.
Too bad it's never equated to actual wealth.
I don't think anything we do will, right?
Yeah. Not if this leadership in our world keeps destroying our wealth.
You're telling me. You're telling me. So taking a look at the notes, I know you're in Fowler. She did notate that you're covering up from, like, Pueblo to La Junta, right? About a 50-mile radius, give or take. Does that sound about right? Or maybe a little less than that?
Yeah, about 50, I guess, 50, 60.
Okay.
You know, I also get into to Boone and Ordway and, you know.
Okay. And
but
then,
I'm going to move into doing something, I'd rather go into the cities rather than zip codes, because zip codes get me in trouble. And some zip codes are farther out than where I'm willing to go versus an actual city, you know.
Okay. Okay. Now.
And of course, my son graduates in 5 months. And once he's out of school, he starts taking over the business. But that just means he and I are going to be working as full-time employees, so we might be able
very
to expand.
Nice. Okay.
So he'll stay in the Arkansas Valley, and I can stay in the Pueblo. You know, I can go. And if I stay in Pueblo, then I can do Canyon City, Colorado City, Rye. You know.
Okay. Okay, perfect. I found your Facebook page too. It looks really good. And then it looks like, let me see what this does. So at one time you had a website, right? You no longer have it, correct?
Yeah, as far as I know, several over the years I've had.
Yeah. Now, have you ever PIN verified the business through Google?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I'm not real tech savvy. It's weird from the technician, right?
That's okay. That's okay. I'll tell you, because here's what I do, Derek. Because I also want to see what type of online presence you currently have out there, right? And what I found, that's when I found your Facebook page. I saw a couple other little directories, and this could have probably been also when you registered the company. And then I also found, so there appeared to be this, I see the Yelp, MapQuest. I found it's a Google business profile, and it has your phone number, but I know it's your phone number because it's your logo that has your phone number in it. You know, it's the repair guy kind of bent, kind of on his knees repairing. I don't know if it's a washer or what have you, but
that guy showing his butt crack.
Yeah. I love the logo. So yeah. When I'm
my
looking
son
at the,
he used that one. We've since changed it.
Okay.
He actually drew his own where it's a kind of a 1950s classic American look now. And it's a service guy with an old style hat on his head, and you know, he's got toolboxes.
I saw that one too. Okay.
Yeah.
So this Google business profile, at first I didn't know if it was yours or not because it had a phone number to call, but the phone number, it isn't your number. It's a 719-334-6253. Do you recognize that phone number?
Yeah, that's my personal number. I kept wondering how people were getting that number, but obviously there's something out there with it. It's an old, old, the first number I had when I moved to Southern Colorado, and it's turned into less business, more personal.
Okay.
But I still get, as of late, I've been getting a bunch of phone calls on it, so.
Okay. Well, and I'm glad that I found this profile because you have 3 5-star reviews on there, which is excellent. What we would do with this profile is optimize it, maintain it on the first page by keywords and search terms, you know, appliance repair, however they're performing the search. And if you want us to update it with the new phone number, right, we can do that too, okay, to reflect the phone number that you want them to call. Because you said that's your personal number, right, the one that I read off to you? Okay.
Technically, I mean, it doesn't matter to me. Wherever I get work from, I get work from. So I've got the 334-6253. That would be considered more of a Pueblo number. Actual Malone's number is 719-542-6072. And then the number that I've gotten since being in the Valley is 719-744-2011. And then I also have 719-544, what was that number?
The one that I'm seeing, the one that I'm seeing now, so, okay, what you're saying is the 719-542-6072, that's actual phone number for Malone's. The one that I saw, though, that's on your Google business profile is 334-6253. But,
that is an old number, like I said, so.
Right, but when I'm looking at that guy, you know, with his crack showing, the repair guy, it has on that one the 719 number, 774-2011. That's the number that's showing on that logo. Just so you know.
744-2011 is our newest number. That was meant to take care of the Arkansas Valley.
Okay. And that's also the one that shows on the new logo that you mentioned that your son created. So, okay, perfect. So I feel you're a very great candidate for our particular listing. With it being exclusive, all that means is that if we were to begin working with you on the first page of Google, we do close out the category, meaning we're not going to work with anyone else in your territory who offers the same services. And we do this, Derek, because we want to ensure that if we're working with you, you get the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure. Does that
right? If I'm not making any money, then eventually I'll just tell you guys, kick rocks.
Yes, exactly. And we part as friends, even though if you tell us to kick rocks, we'll still be your friend. Okay.
All right. So the last yeah. number that I was going to think of is 545-6441.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I didn't see that one associated. I definitely saw the 2011 number that you talked about. I didn't even see the one that ends with 6072 either.
542-6072?
Yeah. That one that you gave me, I don't find mm-hmm. that anywhere associated with your business. Because I
yeah,
do searches in so many different ways. Yeah.
Before I took over Malone's, that was the uh-huh. phone that she had. It was mine.
Oh, okay.
So that's all the way back from long before I took over the business. So
no wonder.
It is a number that a lot of people know, though.
Okay, got it. Okay. So, you know, as far as, like, the way we do things here, we set it, Derek, where it's a fixed flat rate. Our program is month to month, and there's no contracts. So we're not charging you per call, per job, or per click. Now, I'm going to consider you an established business, not just because of the years of experience in the industry, but because, you know, how far is, you know, when you started independently, right, on your own. So
I started
that,
$5 in my pocket.
With what? I'm sorry?
I started with $5 in my pocket.
No way.
I put the gas, yeah, well, we'll say 25. I put an ad in the Thrifty Nickel.
Uh-huh.
And
I totally remember the Thrifty Nickel.
Yeah, and when I put the ad in there, about a week later, somebody called me, and I went and I diagnosed the job. I collected in advance. Went and
uh-huh.
cashed the check and went and bought their part and did the job. That's how I started.
Wow. No way. You know, I haven't heard the Thrifty Nickel in a long time. I used to work years ago. That is surprising because
yeah.
Thrifty Nickel.
The Thrifty Nickel is still quite prominent here in the Valley.
I'll tell you, the Thrifty Nickel used to be associated like it was considered a sister company for a company that I used to work for, and I'm talking like at least 11 years ago. It was called Recycler out here in California. It was a big competitor to Penny Saver, right? So when we had dealerships, you know, auto dealerships, because I also worked for Auto Trader like almost 20 years ago. So when we had, you know, like dealership companies that were franchises and they also had in different states, this is where sister companies came into play. And we would actually do what was kind of like we would refer them, like this is our sister company out there in this state. They can assist you with getting that dealership and getting those cars, you know, or services or what have you. So that's why when you mentioned that, I was like, I haven't heard that business
yeah.
in a long time.
Yeah, they left your area, but they're still in mine, so.
Yeah, yeah. Well.
But, you know, it's the thing, sadly, is uh-huh. Thrifty Nickel, even though I have an ad in there, it rarely brings me any decent calls, but it's cheap enough that, you know, I don't even recognize I'm really spending the money on it.
Right. And it's because.
Only like 30, it's only like 30 bucks a month or something.
Oh, that's
and, not bad. Yeah, and unfortunately, too, the people that call, they want things done for free, typically.
Yeah, it's because the print, I know in California, the print's gone. Like, no one picks up the paper. Like, I mean, you've maybe even seen it on the news that they laid off a bunch of people even from the newspaper, but everybody's
right.
online, right? The package I would like to offer you, Derek, is our Platinum package because that's the one that includes Google and Facebook marketing. With a discounted rate, you're looking at a flat monthly rate of $249 a month with no contracts. We do ask that you at least stick it out 2 months. We call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but you're paying monthly. You can cancel at any time or pause it, either way. What this would
and how long does it take before it kicks in and I start seeing results from it?
Yeah, I'm going to go over the whole timeline with you. So what's included in this is the first page placement on Google, us optimizing that profile, updating it with a phone number that you want to make sure that's listed on there, or we keep it with that number as long as, you know, we confirm with you which number it is that you want to show. We optimize it, maintain it on the first page, content creation on Bing. We do Facebook advertising, which will target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. We will also include a website for you that we would build, host, and maintain, and we'll attach that where your business is being promoted. In fact, it's a Google-compliant, mobile-friendly website that has the automatic SEO settings to also help with your ranking. And then we include what's called the mobile platform. So anyone who does a search from their iPhone, Android, or tablet will still be able to find you for your services on the first page of Google.
Uh-huh.
As far as the timeline, okay, from the time that you conduct your client interview, which is a very important appointment because they're verifying the information you and I went over, talking to you about your keywords, search terms, the areas that we're targeting, the website creation, the Facebook ads that we're running. I typically like to book that appointment, if not the same day, based on your availability and ours, by no later than the following, because the sooner that we get you through that client interview, the faster we're also moving. So from the time that your client interview is conducted, within 5 to 7 days, you're listed in the directories. You also receive your login credentials to start tracking your results with us, and not just taking our word for it that it's working. So you'll be able to track like your phone calls that you're receiving, how many times you came up in the search results, and view your profiles as well. And even how many times they clicked on your Facebook app.
I usually don't have enough time to get and check all that stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's still available to you because we want you to be able to track that, okay?
The only thing that's going to matter to me is actual
phone calls. Absolutely.
And I'll know that because I'm the only one that's answering the phone.
Exactly.
So, you know, I don't have to get on the computer and look. I'll know exactly, you know.
Well, it's still part of our process, just so you know, it's there, available for you at any time. Now, 7 to 14 days is when your Facebook ads are live, so those are visible as well as your website.
I was paying to do my Facebook ads for me. She was wonderful. Mm-hmm. I got so many compliments on her stuff. I could always give you guys access so that you can see what she was doing, and then you could play on that, and it would let people see, you know, they would know that it's, you know, my ads.
Because
I've got quite a following on Facebook. If someone asks anyone in the valley, you know, who do we call for appliance repair, at least 8 or 10 people will get on there and say Malone's Appliance.
Wow. Very nice. Now, we won't do your posting on there, right, like your weekly or biweekly posting, because all we're managing is just the Facebook ads. You still have full ownership to your Facebook page as well as your Google profile too, okay? We could even do like a 2 or 3 second video, I understand, also on the Facebook ads. You can run promotions. You can even do like if you wanted one day to hire, you can do ads for that as well. Now, going back to the timeline, what I did want to mention that as far as in our terms and conditions that we send to you in writing along with your invoice, it does state in there that the first page placement on Google, our promise is always 30 to 45 days. That is our promise. I have at times, I will say at times, I've seen where it's happened sooner, but we're always going to give the promise of 30 to 45 days. Now, in your case, you already have the Google Business Profile. It is a matter of you adding us on as managers, but again, we're still going to give you that timeline, 30 to 45. We would rather under-promise and over-deliver. So that's the time frame that you would be looking at. I typically say this, the first month, a lot of it is the programming, and that is not to say that you won't get some calls. The strength of the program is you're going to feel that in the second month because a lot of it is the programming that's going on in the first month.
Right.
So that's the timeline you're looking at.
I had a company like you doing the same thing for me a couple of years ago. And it was almost $400 a month, and we went almost four months into it, and I was seeing zero results. And they kept coming back, but the numbers are there. It shows that you're getting all these calls, and I'm like, hogwash, I'm not. If I was, I would have been doing the jobs, you know. And ultimately,
and typically, you would probably ask people, like, where'd you get my number? How'd you hear about me, right? I mean, that's typically what business owners say.
Right, yeah, I do all the time, you know, because I want to know where people...
Where it's coming from. Absolutely.
You know, for me, my biggest builder right now is Facebook and word of mouth.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and awesome. A few people obviously are finding that 334 number online. And I always say, well, how did you get this number? Because that's, quote-unquote, my personal number now. And they're like, oh, it was right online. I'm like, oh, okay.
You're like, interesting. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's definitely, I mean, I recommend the Platinum package, and I'll tell you why, Derek. I recommend it before I would even recommend our other package, the next one up, which is the Premier Platinum, because that's the one that includes the Google Ads. Honestly, when you compare the conversion rate, like Google Ads across all industries is an average 4% conversion rate, okay? When you compare it to Facebook ads, and this is why you probably know, you know, why Facebook works so well, it's a 9% conversion rate. It's doubled, and it's because those Facebook ads are consistently retargeting. So even if they perform that search for your services and they don't call you, they're going to be reminded when they go to their Facebook page because it's a search that they performed previously.
I'm not doing paid ads or anything on Facebook. That's literally just ads that I've dropped from my page.
Yeah, from like your posting or marketplace even, if people are asking on
marketplace.
Really?
Yeah, that's not even, that's just my Malone's Appliance page. I just throw the ad out there and then a bunch of people will share it. And then if anyone asks, if they haven't seen one of my ads and they ask, like I said, 8, 10, 12 people will get on there and, you know, always say Malone's Appliance.
That's good. Well, you've been providing a quality service. That's why they refer you.
Okay. I've always been that way.
Good for you. That's awesome.
I was with Home Advisor before they were Home Advisor. And
Jack or something like that, I think, back in the day.
Yeah, it was something weird. But I was their five-star preferred company in the Denver metro area and then Southern Colorado again. And I always maintained a five-star rating until one gal that was absolutely out of her mind threw some bad information up there. And I fought with HomeAdvisor over. I said, hey, I've been five-star with you forever, and I am literally the one that went out there and explained the situation to them. And they said, well, there's nothing we can do. The customer complained and blah, blah, blah. And so I lost my five-star rating after probably a decade.
Oh, wow.
And they tried telling me, well, don't look at this as a negative. Now people can see that you can come back from not being perfect. And I'm like, no. I was perfect to begin with. This was just a hostile lady. That, you know, she didn't like what I told her, and she happened to be a quote-unquote lawyer. And, I lost my butt.
That's kind of the worst ones, right? deal with.
And, you know, money I put into the pocket of HomeAdvisor because they were a lead company, and it started out at like $5 or $7 a lead. And by the time I got out of it after that situation, I was paying like $35 a lead.
No way. Wow.
Yeah. And it was still fine. You know, I was still making way better money using that. But, you know, if they were going to start messing with my star rating, I was like, I'm out of here, you know. I pride myself on my integrity and what kind of jobs I do. And they came into conflict directly with my integrity.
I'm sorry to hear that. Really sorry to hear that.
That's all I've got. I'm just like any other Joe out there. I'm just a glorified parts monkey. If I'm, you know, if my customer service, and this is what I was taught from my very first boss in the industry, is my job. I'm doing the same thing every other person is doing, as far as the work goes. Mm-hmm. My job is how to take care of the customer. And you do that by going above and beyond, doing the extra. It's like, how many technicians do you know when they pull your fridge out, if they see some dust back there, they say, hey, can I have your broom so I can go ahead and sweep this out?
Not many.
That's what I do.
Wow.
There's very, I don't know of any other than myself.
I don't know of any. So you go above and beyond. Yeah, definitely. I've never heard of anyone do that.
If I'm in an old lady's house and she has a light that's out, I ask her if she's got a light bulb and I put it in for her, you know, free of charge.
Well, and that's why you're successful in your business.
Well, people like me. I'm not successful.
Well,
if I was successful, I would have
been
a
around
problem.
This long. Not too many people last this long in this economy.
Well, you know, I've done so much with somebody for so long, I'm now qualified to do anything with nothing.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts, Derek, you know, like on all of this? How do you feel about this platinum package?
You said $250?
$249 a month. Uh-huh. We'll just ask you to stick it out at least 2 months, but you're paying monthly. If at any time you decide you just want to part ways, we're just going to ask, at least make sure you call 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't get charged on that billing date and we part as friends.
Right. And then, you know, like I said, I'm not going to rely on what your guys' statistics say on the computer. I will, if I don't see the calls coming in, I'll cancel. It's just not, you know, $250 a month. If I'm not bringing 10 times that, you know, within a couple of months, it ain't worth it.
It's not. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. And I mean, and you know, like I mentioned, and that's why I'm transparent with the timeline, you know, the expectancy and you're going to be tracking it by the calls that you're getting. And if you know, hey, this, I'm not getting that return, then you know, you can cancel.
Right. And it's not shooting for the moon either. Because, you know, 10 times that, literally, I make roughly $100 to $200 per call. So that's only 10 or 20 calls a month, which means I should only be getting one extra call from you a month is all you've got to get me. You know, one extra call a day, I mean, for each month. And that would suffice to make it worth, you know.
You're investing.
Right. In a perfect world, though, if we did this and you do a good job, I should have 5-6 extra calls a day.
Right. But it's all in numbers. It's all the numbers got to match. I understand.
Yeah. And really, 5 or 6 extra calls a day is not shooting for the moon either. You know, not for the large area that I cover.
Yeah. That's true.
So, but yeah, I think it's worth a $500 gamble to see what we can do.
Okay. I see that there's an email. I don't know if this is the email that you would want me to use. There's malones_appliance@outlook.com. It was actually on your Facebook page.
I never, really? That needs to be changed. I thought it was firstrateappliance@yahoo.com.
Yeah, no, that's the one that shows on your Facebook page, like where it shows your information. Uh-huh.
Yeah. First Rate Appliance was the name that I had prior to taking over Malone's when I got sick.
Okay. So what's the email that you prefer that we use, like to send you correspondence from us?
I prefer the firstrateappliance@yahoo.com. I think, as a matter of fact, I heard from my parts distributor that the Malone's email is so full it won't take any more email.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so you said it's first what again? I'm sorry?
firstrateappliance. @yahoo.com.
Okay, so firstrateappliance@yahoo.com. Okay.
Correct.
What I'm doing right now.
Previous to first rate, it was Doulos Appliance, which is Greek for servant or slave.
Oh, wow.
And we had the symbol of an olive tree because, you know, that's the covering and the blessing or the. The miracle was that the good Lord could put a non-fruit-bearing branch into a fruit-bearing tree and that it would produce fruit. So,
yes.
But the problem is people thought Doulos is D-O-U-L-O-S, and people thought I didn't know how to spell Douglas, or it was a typo. And the ones that did know what Doulos meant, they wanted me to do things for free.
Oh, okay.
Because Doulos means bond slave or servant.
Oh, wow, I'm learning a lot over here. My friend, her ex-husband, they have a son together, but we call him Stevie, but his name is, and I won't even say it because I will totally tear it up, but it's very Greek.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but, we have to come from a Hebraic background. My son, as a matter of fact, is named Shaul, which is Paul, for Hebrew for Paul.
Really?
So he's named,
oh, wow.
Yeah, he's named after Paul of the New Testament.
Uh-huh.
Which would have been Saul. And then
yes. His
middle name is Esau, because Jacob I loved and Esau I hated.
Wow. Interesting. I feel like I'm getting a history lesson over here. Thank you for sharing that with me.
Mm-hmm.
That's so awesome. I just sent you two emails right now. So they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. So the first one will say Google and Facebook marketing. It shows that the price is $249 month to month for the platinum package and everything that's included in that. The second email, I know that's not something you really care about, but it's still, I send it to you anyways, just to give you an example of the reporting system. Although I know that you're tracking it a different way by the calls that you're receiving. Okay. But I still have to send that to you.
Simply by how is it producing for me? I'm not going to look at it, and I know that I can't sell every job because not everything is worth fixing. But,
right. You
know, is my phone ringing more than the 15, 20 times it's now, you know?
Exactly. And I know that's how you're tracking it because you did, I mean, that's what you told me, right? And I respect
right.
that, but still as part of my process.
Because you guys are going to say, well, we had. You guys are going to be like, well, we had 1,000 people click on your name, but at the end of the day,
if it's not converting to a phone call, that doesn't help you. You know
exactly.
what I mean?
Exactly.
I understand. I get you, Derek. I promise I do. But like I said, I still have to send you that email anyways because it's part of my process. Okay.
I already read it. Yeah, I read it.
Now, Derek, how do you spell your name? This is just for the account purpose.
D-E-R-E-C-K.
D-E-R-E-C-K, correct?
Yes.
So it's one E, I mean one R, excuse me. Okay.
Yes.
And your last name?
Molina, M-O-L-I-N-A.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, really close to Malone. People love to call me on that. They're like, wait a second, you're Malone's appliance, Mr. Malone. I'm like, no, I'm a Molina. And then I explained to them that I got sick. Then, you know, my uncle, who's the one that's in the hospital, started his company because they didn't know how long it was going to take for me to get well. So he used my customer base at the time, which was quite good. And I had to essentially buy Malone's appliance and start over from scratch.
Wow. Okay.
So I was just starting to get ahead. Things were just starting to look good. Then we lost the Sears account because Sears went under.
Yeah.
And then just a couple months later, COVID.
Man,
so
isn't that crazy?
So it just 1-2 punch took me out, and here I am starting all over again.
Yeah, I hear you.
And
now,
I literally had spent, you know, what, $20,000 or something just to get Malone's going again, and that was pretty much every penny I had. And I was just barely starting to get to where I was, $1,000 or $2,000 in the bank consistently. And that's when we lost everything.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Now, so
it's
going to be.
Like to get back to those days.
I'm sorry?
I said I would definitely like to get back to those days where I can look in the bank and say, hey, I've got at least 3 months of my bills covered in the bank.
Right? I know. You and me both.
Yeah.
I tell my husband, do not spend any money until you check with me first because I got bills coming out, you know? He's like, well,
right.
I mean, are we hurting for money? I said, no, it's not that. I mean, we're comfortable, but it's still like, I'm a big stickler. Like, I have to have cushion. You know what I mean? You never know. My mom raised me that way. You never know. Always have money saved for rainy day. Anything can happen. So I panic when it's not where I want it to be at and the savings. And I'm like, well, listen, I got to move money around. So if you're making a purchase, it's just got to make sense. You know what I mean? I'm not telling you no. I'm just saying, give me a second. You know what I mean?
Right.
Now it should read as Malone's Appliance as I see it on here, correct? This is what's currently showing on your Google Pro. But is it Malone's with an apostrophe S?
You know what? Everyone asks that. I say without the apostrophe.
Okay, that's what I wanted to confirm, because I just want to make sure that it's the same across the board, because I noticed on one part it has the apostrophe S. But on your Facebook, it doesn't have it like that, and it doesn't have it like that on the Google Business Profile. Okay.
Right. So I prefer it without.
Okay, perfect. Now, this Google Business Profile, did you have it PIN verified in Fowler?
I do not know.
You don't remember. Okay. No worries.
No. I'm one of those kind of people, because I'm rather busy all the time.
Yeah.
With one thing or another, I can spend easily 2 hours an evening just dealing with, customers that have texted and looking at parts and various different things. So
yeah.
I'm that guy that I'm not real tech savvy when it comes to computers. So,
I
defer to someone like yourself as a professional. You say, I'm sending you an email, do whatever it says to do, and then I do it.
Yeah, no worries. We're with you every step of the way, so you're fine. I'm just looking, I'm kind of zooming in on it, because it'll show me on the map here. Let me see. It looks like it might be.
So I don't have a shop or anything anymore, if that's what you're talking about.
No. It's what they call a home office, in other words, is what you have. A home office
prefer no one to know that address.
Yeah, we don't want anyone knowing it either. No one needs to know where you live at. Google doesn't even want anyone to know.
I've had a few customers that had to bring their stuff to me to work on it at my place.
Uh-huh.
And it's very stressful to me. I'm like, this is my domain, this is my piece, leave me alone.
I get it. Listen, Google never, ever, ever wants your address to show, because you're what's considered a home office. No one needs to know where you live at, okay? No one comes to you. You go to them. So it's for that reason. And you know what? It looks like it might have been PIN verified in Colorado Springs.
Oh, no. We don't want that.
Yeah, because if I'm looking at it, the coordinates that it's showing.
People in Pueblo would be okay with Springs, but definitely not the people in the valley.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Do you recognize this address by chance? 125 Clubhouse Drive.
Negative.
Okay. So you would want it definitely to be PIN verified in Fowler, right? In that location? Okay. Why don't we do this? What is the address for Fowler? We're going to make sure that it's at least showing up in that address with the red dot, but not the physical address showing. It will be hidden. I promise you that.
405
East
Grant Avenue.
Okay.
Fowler 81039. And it's weird, because my Pueblo people, they're more worried about me being here in Fowler than they ever were about me being in the Springs.
No way.
Yeah. And I'm like, you realize I'm technically closer in Fowler than if you had thought I was in Springs?
Really? You said 405 East Grant Avenue, right?
Right. Yes.
Grant Avenue. It comes up as Pueblo.
No. It's Fowler, 81039. There's Grant in Pueblo as well.
Okay. No. Oh, there it is now. Now it came up. 81039. I'm like, what? Because it'll start giving me suggestions. I'm all, wait a minute. But when I start typing in Fowler, it's automatically popped up, 81039. Okay.
Google has been doing that to me quite a bit lately, too.
Really?
It went kind of stupid.
I know, isn't that, I tell you. Sometimes I'm like, Google, yeah.
Have you noticed?
Like, that's not though. Because it'll start giving you suggestions, and then you have to just correct it.
Have you noticed that our predict text stuff has gone loopy on our phones, too?
A little bit. I've kind of noticed that on my phones. When we were going to my husband's grandmother's, it was really weird because I typed it into Waze. I use Waze a lot. And it was giving... It gave me the, because it was in Brea, the church that we went to for the reception, but it was giving another location too, which is in La Habra. And so a lot of the people, there was quite a few people that got lost because they ended up at the La Habra one. They're like, we're by apartments. We're like, no, you got to go to the Brea one. I was like, oh my gosh. So it was taking them a different direction, but Waze gave me the right one because it'll tell me La Habra or do you want the Brea?
Right.
They were using Google Maps and it was taking them to like some apartments. And I'm like, oh my gosh, because we were like, where's everybody at? Well, it's because
There's another GPS that you're using?
Waze. W-A-Z-E.
Really?
Yes. It's a, what do you have, an iPhone?
I can get away from Google.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't use Google Maps. I don't like it for myself to get directions. I use Waze because Waze will show me where there's traffic or if there's like a SIG alert, if there's an accident. It'll even tell me if there's a police officer. I'm not even joking.
Uh-huh.
It'll say police officer ahead. Watch your speed or whatever. W-A-Z, like zebra, E. Look it up.
Yeah.
You might want to download that app. Awesome.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
I love Waze. My brother-in-law's a mechanic, and he's always used it, especially when he's delivering, like, cars that he's worked on because it helps him get through the traffic.
Right. I mean, just Google is not stupid. I don't know what's going on
and
with
Derek,
their system.
You could even, I'll tell you this, you could even track, like, if you want to set it up where, okay, what time do I need to leave if I want to be at this place at this time? I always do that, too.
Right.
And it'll set up an alarm.
Yeah,
you need to leave now.
I can do that with Google when I, you know, because I use them. For my maps, obviously. Well, it connects to my. Well, what is it called?
Yeah, I think you'll like Waze. You'll like Waze. I love it. I really like Waze. Yeah. Now the phone. Do you want us to keep that same phone number listed on there? The 334-6253 number. Is that the number you want to stay? Want it to stay?
You know, I would rather. Go with, is there a way to do a number in different areas?
No, I wished. So Google only allows one primary phone number.
Right. And that's the number that all the customers are going to be calling?
Yes. Unless if they see your logo that has the 744-2011 number.
That's what's on my car.
Okay. Is that the number you want to show then on your Google Business profile?
That is the newest number, so it would be nice it would be nice that if I can get everyone on board for the 744-2011 number.
Okay.
Then that means I can drop these other phones because the phone you're talking to me on now. I literally have all the numbers ported to it except for the 334 number.
Like ported? Okay, so why don't we do that? So I'm going to ask them to update not just your address. I'm going to ask them not just to update the address. I'm going to also have them update the phone number to the 719-744-2011 number to update that one.
Then,
okay.
What picture did you say was on there?
It's the one that got, it has, so on your
the
Facebook, yeah, on your Facebook, it shows the character that your son did, right?
Yeah.
Is that the one you want us to change? Is that the logo want us to put on your Google Business Profile one too? We can do that. Okay, perfect. I'll let them know
this
to do that one too.
I just, you know, my son thought it was funny, and I said, sure, you can do that. Some people did it,
cute.
And they laughed.
I like it.
It is.
Honestly,
it's fair use. It's still not ours. We can't use it completely.
Okay.
So the one that he drew, we can do
beautiful.
His, so
okay.
We can use it every year.
So we're going to put the one that your son drew, we're going to put that one as your business logo instead on your Google Business Profile because it's got the other guy that's showing his crack.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right.
Okay.
Because like I said, a lot of people
think
it's funny.
I didn't
want
to say it like that, but when you said it, I thought, okay. Derek said
well,
it.
My son said that was me. I'm just an old fat guy with, you know, bald.
Aww.
And I don't feel my butt cracked any longer. That was just a bonus to him. He thought that was funny.
Oh, my gosh. Now, right now, Derek, while we're on the phone, I'm actually sending you these two text messages. So the first text, I'm what's considered the lead on the account, but I still like for you to have my information so that way you have it for your records. So you just should be receiving right now a text that says, hi, this is Nadine Medina with my number and my extension. Now, you're also going to have a team that is dedicated to your account. So anytime that you have a change, an update, a question, a concern regarding your account, you'll be contacting our customer service department. We do everything in-house, okay? Now, we're always here for you Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. We're in California. You're actually, I believe, 1 hour ahead of us. If I'm not mistaken, you're on Mountain Time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So for you, we're always here 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
So I can text this number and you'll always get it?
Yeah, I always get text messages. Uh-huh. And so will our customer service department. I get it. They get it. Now, when I send you this other number, the 877 number, I am going to ask you to please save that number under your contacts as local splash. So this way you always have our number already in your contacts.
It was Nadine advertising.
Yeah, you could do that too. Either way. My extension is always going to be 623. Okay.
Right.
Or you could put local splash, whichever.
If I text back on this, which you texted me on, I'm able to contact you that way, right?
Yes, I will get the text, customer service will get the text, and they'll tell me like, hey, Nadine, check your messages, you know, and they'll send me your number, just send a message, right? If you're saying like, hey, I need Nadine or whatever, I can't make the changes to your account, but if you need to talk to me, you're welcome to text me or call me. Customer service is the one who handles any of your changes or updates on your account, okay? Because we have the team that's going to be dedicated to it.
Let me ask
now,
you, are you guys using AI to make more efficient work of what you're trying to accomplish?
Oh, you're talking about like the AI recorded calls?
No, just AI in general for, you know, on how you get my information to the top of Google and stuff like that. I mean,
they
I'm
use
not a
all
fan
the
of that.
No, they use all, from what I know.
Understand that's where we're going, so.
Yeah. I know what they use is like the Google Analytics because they're able to see like what are the keywords and search terms that people are utilizing more. They're able to look at the targeted areas that you want to target and see how they're performing those searches, right? Because they want to make sure that they're using the proper keywords and search terms, making sure that you're always coming up in those search results to receive those direct calls, right? So that's how I know that they do it. They do it by optimizing and by maintaining you. So this is what I explain to a lot of business owners. I mean, I'm sure you understand this already, but a lot of people aren't aware that it's a maintenance. You know, some people are under the impression that it's just, oh, you put me up there and I'm up there for life. Like, no, we have to maintain you there. Like, it's still a management. You know what I mean? It's not just like we flip on the switch and you stay there. It's a management. It's making sure that those keywords and search terms are the ones that are properly utilized, right? Or else.
Right. And that's where AI comes in. AI can do that job more efficiently than a human being can. But I'm a big fan of human beings maintaining their jobs.
Yeah.
So,
well,
you know what?
Here's the thing.
Do we sacrifice the human jobs for convenience like we keep doing, or
are we
going to take a stand? Not anymore.
We have our team closely looking at everything, reviewing, because it's our job, right? I mean, you can have a system do it, but what good does that do? I mean, then what's the point of having people even working? You know what I mean? It takes away their jobs. I still go through the checker, through the check stand. I still go through the check stand with the checker because I want to make sure that checker still has a job rather than doing my self-checkout. Because here's the thing. I go to Walmart to do my self-checkout, and guess what? They're still checking my receipt. What's the point?
Right. Well, and that's the thing. Is instead of doing one line, they're taking care of, you know, all six of those machines at one time for one person.
Right.
You know, so, but you do know that Walmart is reversing the auto thing, and they're shutting them down.
They are. Wow.
They are. So the ones in Pueblo have shut them down, but the one here in La Junta has not yet.
I wouldn't be surprised, because I'll tell you, I'm sure a lot of people rip off Walmart it the way they do it.
That was their whole point. They're like, it costs us a lot more to, you know, with theft and everything that's going on than it was to save a couple of dollars.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Now, the next thing, Derek, so we're going to go over the billing. Before I process your payment, I am going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording, and it is for your protection. It will outline our service agreement, go over billing date, that it's a 2-month verbal agreement. It'll also state in there that if you choose to pause or cancel it, please call us at least 3 business days before the billing is due. So this way you don't get charged. Now, when I am walking you through it, please, if there's something you don't understand, just do me a favor and say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it and then rephrase it. I do want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. The card that you're using today, is that card in your name, the business name? Is it in both? What's the name that reads on the card?
It is... Yeah, used to have both. Now it just says my name twice.
Okay, just Derek Molina, no middle initial?
It's the business account, but they changed it. Last time I replaced the card, they just put my name twice on it instead of the business in my name.
Okay, so, and it's just Derek Molina, right? There's not no middle initial on there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
And then is it the same billing address as the Fowler address, the 405 East Grant Avenue?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
And then what's the card number when you're ready?
It is 4394.
Uh-huh.
6071.
Mm-hmm.
0531.
Okay.
4858.
Expiration month and year.
0226.
And the CVV code on the back, please.
160.
All right. I'm not going to charge the card yet because I will walk you through the voice verification recording first. Please, again, if there's something you don't understand, just ask me. This way I can review it and then rephrase it. And that's because I want you, again, to have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. I do want to put a security question on your account here with us. You could either choose that it be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
mother's maiden.
And what was her maiden last name?
Yes.
Molina? Or was it Guess?
Yes. It's literally Guess.
Is it? I thought you were telling me to guess.
Yes.
Okay. So that's going to be your security question. Your mom's maiden name, and that's Guess. G-U-E-S-S. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, Grandma's maiden name was
McKim. It was what?
McKim.
Oh, my gosh. When you said Guess, I thought, is it Molina? And then I'm like, wait a minute. He's saying her last name was Guess.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to turn on the
Guess family. You're out of Iowa.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Derek, okay, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it should read on the first page of Google.
Malone's Appliance.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Derek Molina, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Derek, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised, you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, also be aware that you might get a company that's calling you, trying to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with us. We will never call you to ask you to spend more than the $249 a month. How you can identify if it's us calling you or not, please always ask, what's my security question? They hang up on you. That's how you know it's not us calling. Okay?
Yep.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I'm sorry, repeat that?
Well, let me explain it first and then I'll repeat it, okay? So what this is saying is we're just asking that before you do additional marketing, just give us a call so that way we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to, okay? So, again, we're not saying you can't do more marketing. We're just saying just give us a ring first to make sure that it's not a service that we're already including, because, one, you would be spending more money, and, two, it could hurt you more instead of help you, okay?
Yeah.
So I'll go back to repeat it. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is February 1st, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $249. This is a two-month verbal agreement, which means your second payment will be charged on March 1st, 2024, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, this will be a recurring payment. So once your term's completed, your agreement will automatically renew, Derek, each month on the first day, in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time. by contacting client support. That's the 877-635-6225 number. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, we do ask, Derek, that you at least call 3 business days before that billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge. So you already know, call 3 days before the first, so that way you don't get charged on that billing date, okay?
Yep.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Sorry, repeat that again?
Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?